Opa! Happy New Year, everyone. I'm coming to you from the Wellness Dojo here in Baltimore. I'm working out. I got my treadmill over there. We have an incredible episode here coming up with Mateo, friend of the show, and Nick, new friend of the show. They were incredible. What a duo. So funny. I just wanted to remind you, tickets for the Dreamboat Tour are on sale now. We're coming to a whole ton of cities. Check it out. We're posting it right now. I can't wait to see you there. All new stuff, nothing from the specials. And also, calendars, baby. It's January. Buy yourself a Stavi Baby calendar. Why not? Wanted to let you know about those things. Very important. My stand-up comedy and my nude body. Two things I want you to check out. And without further ado, let's start the show.
Opa! Welcome, everyone, to Stavi's World. 904-800-STAV. Call in. We'll solve all your problems. We're happy to have, returning, of course, not a busboy in a Greek restaurant, even though he does look like
I
it right
look
now.
Like a busboy.
Mateo Lane.
Ne, Evkaristo.
Yeah, yeah. You look like the cast of My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah, that is true. We do have everyone represented here. And Nick Smith, thank you for coming. First time.
Nick is Greek, right?
Nick is Greek, yep.
Yeah. Nikos, yeah.
Nikolaos. Thanks for coming, fellas. You've obviously been here a bunch. Nick, first time, but we're thrilled to have you. I've seen your guys' clips. You do the pod. You plug your pod right up top.
Our podcast is called I Never Liked You, and it's a 15-minute podcast, and we... I was just telling Eldis we do... So we don't have a studio, but Nick's a real estate agent.
We don't have much of anything, so it's pretty choppy.
It's pretty choppy. It's a dog and pony show, but we find these, like, $12 million houses that have already been staged.
That's
and then
awesome.
Just set up in there, film, like, 12 episodes in a day, and call it... You know, we're like, all right, see you next time, bye.
So that is
awesome.
We don't speak
for 3 months.
That's a lie. Nick calls me 7 times a day. That's why
that's
we did
beautiful.
The podcast, because he calls me so much. And the conversation...
You wanted to monetize
he
it.
He never has called me.
Almost
you
never.
You act like I'm your stalker.
Kind of.
How did you guys meet?
We met because him and Bob the Drag Queen were blowing each other. And then after they realized that there was no sexual chemistry... Because Nick dresses
gay
like
guys
a Chinese
are awesome.
Vibe.
Gay guys are so sick. Yeah, so we were sucking each other off for 3 months, and then we're like, wait, are you having a good time? Not really. Are you? No. Let's just be boys.
And didn't you guys start watching YouTube videos together?
Okay, so what actually happened?
That's what happened.
Right. It was
by the way,
very straight.
This is the gay McDonald's. What's that character
Grimace.
Called?
You are
gay
Grimace. Grimace. Yeah.
Gay or Grimace, I should say.
Okay, it was a very straight sort of.
I think Grimace is straight coded.
Yeah.
Okay.
You think you know a lot of gay Grimaces?
Well, his name is Grimace.
That's
he works
true.
For McDonald's.
That's true.
Yeah. No, Bob and I met on Grindr, as you do, and we hooked up. But that night, after hooking up, we started watching 5 hours of YouTube videos, specifically golden buzzer moments on Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, wow.
That is our
that's
crew.
Beautiful.
But that's beautiful. Yeah, you do that with your straight friends, right?
Sure. We were watching Howard, actually just yesterday, we were watching Beetlejuice from Howard Stern videos here. So yeah, similar.
Beetlejuice was the only one.
After we blew each other. Yeah.
My favorite whack packer is Eric the actor.
Eric's good.
Beetlejuice, it's all his answers. You never know which. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, anyways, so we started watching that, and then we were like, I think we're friends. And we were friends for a little bit until he realized that I was a gay orphan with no other gay friends.
Oh,
and
really?
He goes, you need gay friends here. And then he introduced me to this idiot.
Forced.
Hated each other from the jump.
Interesting.
Fighting while playing super smart. Our crew is like Bob the Drag Queen, Monet Exchange, me, our friend Jacob, Nick. Mm-hmm. And we either only watch YouTube videos all day or we just play video games together.
Sure.
And so when we play Super Smash Brothers, I always play as Jigglypuff.
Oh.
Because you can kind of float around and then come in for the kill.
Yeah. Wait. Jigglypuff? Jigglypuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does
not
he
Kirby.
Have, Kirby has the smash attack.
Yes, Jigglypuff
like
has the roll.
Yeah.
But Jigglypuff is just a useless pink puff.
I kind of agree. What's Jigglypuff's big move?
So
put him to sleep.
It's called the rollout. No, it's called the rollout. So you could float while everyone's fighting, and then you do this roll charge up, and you come and you knock people off.
Right.
It's great.
No, you float in the air until everyone else has died, and there's one person left with one life hanging on. And then you come down out of the clouds.
Is that your cheap maneuver, Mateo?
Of
you
course.
Can
it's
sing
legal.
Too. wow. It's not, you play with no honor.
Cheating.
You play with no honor.
No.
You stay out of the fray.
That game's not about honor. That game's about fucking up with your
friends.
He's
not getting the purple heart.
No, yeah, yeah. Okay. What do you play with, Nick?
You know, I mix it up. I do like Kirby sometimes, or Corrin, because she's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, she does look cool.
Yeah, yeah.
She's cool. She's from, like, the Roy and Marth universe, probably, if I had to guess.
The what?
Those other guys with swords, Roy and Marth.
Sure, yeah.
We never really play the male characters. Like,
I
even
was
going
to say, I'm not playing as a guy.
When we play in Fortnite, we call her the secretary. Mm-hmm. So she's in a pencil skirt with glasses and heels. Yeah.
That's insane, because that's for sure. Little boys are too, it's to get little boys horny. That's why the sexy
or
secretary.
Or to empower gay adult men.
Nothing gets me going more than when I hear...
Yeah, the heels.
Oh, the heels.
And he sucks. We play with our friends Donnie and Simmer and Corey, who are very straight. They play hockey. They're from Pittsburgh. And they're very good at the game. I'm very good at the game. Nick has...
Hockey in Pittsburgh, by the way, is what Mateo considers being straight.
The straightest.
It's all of us straight guys and then this faggot.
Yeah.
And we've been playing for 4 years and Nick has learned nothing. Nothing. So we're all in the battle.
Just looking
Nick,
beautiful.
I just started building.
Okay. And but he is a good sniper, so it's weird that we're in the middle of a battle. All of a sudden you'll see someone die. Nick's like, got him.
Nice. Awesome. I like that. There's
you
nothing
need
wrong
someone
with that.
Like that on the team.
I do like a sniper. A sniper has more honor than Jigglypuff.
Thank you.
You never see
most things have more honor than Jigglypuff.
Well, you can put him to sleep as Jigglypuff.
Sure, but what Jigglypuff, her better move is called Dream Eater, and what happens is when you get really close to someone and press down B, she falls asleep and it knocks them off. But it's very hard to get. It was better in Melee. I like Melee on GameCube better. So.
I'm a GameCube guy as well.
I just bought a GameCube, but I've been replaying it.
Yeah.
Me and Chris Condon, great comic, shout out. We've been playing X-Men Legends.
Ooh, that was a good one.
What's that dragon? I played that on GameCube. He was a purple dragon.
Spyro was PlayStation.
That's PlayStation. Spyro. No, it was on GameCube.
I don't remember if they ported it over. I feel like you know what you're talking. I feel like
because I only had my brother was really big into gaming and I really wasn't. I only had a GameCube to play Mario Kart and Spyro.
Interesting. I'll take your word for it. I feel like you have a few cherished gaming memories. And I won't take
those
from you.
Are you kidding me right now? Why not?
I decided this weekend I'm going to vape, and then I'll be done. I go in and out.
Have you ever vaped before?
Yeah, Rosebud.
Every day for the last year. What are you talking about?
It comes and goes. So is Bob. Bob's vaping now, too.
Okay, why don't you throw everybody under?
All right, maybe it's just about you. Maybe not. I won't. It's fine.
I like, by the way, Mateo, this. You can tell when you really believe in hair plugs when you go with that haircut. This is the like, all right, they took... I'm going to really flaunt them.
I tell person who paid for hair transplant. So I was like,
I respect it.
Because it's not about the hair. It's about the hair line. Those who have lost their hair know it's about the hair line. And I wanted a buzz because I don't want to think about it. My relationship with my hair has been difficult and triggering.
Interesting.
So I just want to get out of fucking bed and that's it. And so I go to this guy, this Dominican guy, his name is Jaime, but he goes by Nelson. I have no idea. Anyway, but then he told me, because I was like, I want a buzz cut. Think they're just going to buzz it. And he was very much like, no, it has to be real artistic style. You have to really cut it. You have to know.
Mm-hmm. So he could charge you $80 instead of just $20 for a buzz.
Yeah. And I do it. I leave with full confidence. I'm like, this guy knows.
I'd like to see a straight buzz just to see what it looks like.
I mean, it's already a week out, so I mean, it grows pretty. I'm on minoxidil, so my hair grows really quickly. So I'm going like every other week to get my hair cut. But I like it. I think it's a good look.
Head shape works for it.
Yeah,
it's a good look. I like it.
Yeah,
I really think it's a power move to get plugs and then go buzz it. Yeah.
I mean, you've known me at all my hair.
I have.
From the wearing the hat. Mm-hmm. I only wore hats. And then I had like the coif look to kind of cover it.
Yep,
and then I had the, I don't even know, lesbian chic last year. Mm-hmm. And then now I got the other hair transplant.
And now,
so now
the other spectrum of lesbian chic.
The lesbian chic as well.
Yeah.
Me and Paris Sachet rocking
that
the same haircut.
That is true. Yeah.
Paris makes me laugh harder than I think anybody.
She's awesome.
Has she been on this podcast before?
For sure.
Dude, she's fucking so funny. I love her. She's also a great hang.
Yeah, no, I mean, Paris goes all the way. We did open mics in DC together. I knew her when she was Still thought she was straight.
Right.
Yeah. A right. wild time.
Didn't when her name was Barcelona.
Yeah. Gotcha. She was. It was awesome. I remember her being drunk as shit at a hookah bar open mic and me thinking she was just a fun audience member. And it was like one of their first times she had done a stand. They called her up and she was just like, like fucking so fucked up.
But didn't we all have to drink when we first went up doing
I never did. I'm an artist. I'm an artist, Mateo. Okay, okay. I got up there, talked about not being so fat I couldn't wipe my ass sober as an open micer. Okay. Yeah, I mean, my material is so that atrocious.
An applause.
My material is so...
He certainly didn't hear that this first open mic. Pumping in the applause.
Eldis actually was there.
Oh, I saw that joke probably hundreds of times like in college.
Right, relax, about hundreds.
Stavros, the artist, had to work out that
you
joke.
Have to work that out. I would say it was never a showstopper, but right. It was in the middle of, you know, kind of filler, but kind of on the stronger end of filler.
Gave you an identity to the other wannabe comics?
Well, I just needed it structurally for my act at the time. I needed to get to, I believe another one was there was a punchline that was the paddling up the river of semen and tears was one of them. Because I'm jerking off and crying, you know?
Right.
I'm not getting, yeah. So.
We're used to
that. That was Stav's big closer that was for years.
And I not, relax with the years. It was the first year that was my big closer.
Open mic years, you're doing it a lot. And I thought I was like going crazy because I would see this thing like kill and like so many open mics in like College Park, Maryland and yeah. shit. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I mean, it was funny, but like that really did bring the house down. And
brought
the house rooms.
Down, yeah. Brother.
I was closing on Christina Aguilera doing the alphabet joke for a solid year awesome. In New York.
Yeah. So you haven't changed.
I haven't changed. Well, to be honest, Nick just started doing open mics.
Why?
I said, if you want to do stand-up.
Don't do it, Nick.
I said, if you want to do stand-up, I said, you got to do, don't do these bringer shows. You don't get, you go, you sure. got to go to the mics.
I agree.
You got to, but the scene has changed dramatically than when
changed.
We started.
Semen and Tears, not as much of a hit.
Really?
Not as much of
we'll
a hit.
We'll see about that. I'd love to be able to take me, yeah, I'm going to do the undercover boss thing, but change my face to be an open micer again and just do my pathetic
no
material.
No one will recognize you.
Yeah. What are you going to dress up like the penguin? Like, yeah. How are you going to dress like a monocle and a top hat? Like, what are you going
to
do?
I'll tell you what. Okay, that's a good idea. To stay out of problematic territory, that really leaves us with, I'd have to go Nordic, probably.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I'd have to go like super bleach blonde. You know,
you think as a Greek that you could ever pass for Nordic?
That's what I'm saying. It would take a little makeup.
A little.
You know, it would take quite a bit of makeup.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it.
But what would your name be?
Sven.
Shenros?
Yeah, no, we got to get him off the scent. Maybe
yeah,
I'd have
maybe it would be hard for me to also be Nordic, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is much easier to go from thin to fat. It's kind of hard to just, I guess I could be even fatter. I guess I could be.
You could throw a corset. You could throw a corset on.
Ooh, corset. Yeah. Some body, some shapewear.
Yeah. I could be in the Jiminy Glick outfit.
Yeah.
Just come up. What do you do?
Jiminy Glick's awesome.
I went to the Knicks game last night with Sam Morrell.
How was it?
It was awesome. Well, I mean, yeah. It was awesome. First of all, I was in love with it because I was sitting courtside with Sam Morrell looking at Anne Hathaway and Michael J. Fox. And then Sam was like, dude, we can watch games anytime. You can come upstairs. This is a courtside thing. I like the food, the steak, celebrities. But it was a really good game. And I think Hart, what's his name? Hart on the Knicks?
Yep.
Is hot.
Did you know what was happening?
Yeah, I know what the hell's happening. I know basketball.
Don't
I used to go
act like that was a
kind of easy
question.
I do. Basketball's
it's pretty
much
easy
easier
to follow.
Than, yeah.
Ball in the hoop. You know what I mean?
Okay, but like,
do
when
you
they,
know what's going on with basketball?
I used to play as a child.
Oh, really?
As a boy.
Yeah.
I'm 6'3". Of course I did.
Well, that's you awesome. Played volleyball? What did you play?
I did play volleyball and soccer and baseball.
Where
and
you
track?
Where, wow. A multi-sport athlete. Where'd you grow up?
Right outside Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you working class.
What's the name of the town? Yeah.
The name of the town is New Milford.
And how many people live there?
750.
And who's the mayor?
My father.
Well, I didn't know we were talking to New Milford royalty.
Yes, I am the second. I'm the spare heir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You were the second. I was like Waiting for Guffman. You've seen Waiting for Guffman?
It's been a long time.
The town is like a small town. Yeah, and like this guy named Blaine discovered the town. So they interviewed this woman. She's like, being a Blaine hasn't been easy. I can certainly relate to how the Kennedys feel.
What are the mayoral duties of New Milford?
Making sure that meth isn't on the street.
Honestly, not even that. He doesn't have to really do anything.
He's still the mayor.
He's still that. It's funny. I called my mom the other day because there was.
When you were a boy, was he the mayor of New Milford?
No. So he's been mayor right when I graduated high school. Gotcha. So it's been maybe almost 15 years
now. Wow.
And I forget that he's mayor all the time. And I called my mom the other day because there was a pretty major election recently, in case anyone didn't know.
Yeah.
And I called.
Did it affect the local New Milford race?
Yeah.
Did it go that really far down ballot?
Was really tight. But I called my mom.
Who did he endorse?
A lot of signs. They were waiting for his endorsement. Maybe that's why we lost Pennsylvania.
Yeah. If only all 750 New Milford residents had voted.
In hindsight. But I called my mom and I was like, oh, is dad on the ballot? And she goes, oh, I don't think so, actually. And I said, well, when is he up for election? She goes, to be quite honest, I don't know. I actually forgot he was the mayor. I was like, you're the first lady of New Milford.
Show some fucking, show some respect for the office. Yeah.
We did one time. Me, Bob, and Nick were like, we look up like aerial views of where we grew up. So Bob grew up in Atlanta. I grew up in Chicago. So of course, there's like these
drone footage of the cities
and stuff. So then we looked up, and they have one of Nick's. They didn't like put music with it, so you just hear the drone like, and it's going up a tree that it's just like a shitty church with shitty main street,
the meth house,
next to
the priest's house.
Did you guys have like stoplights in the town?
We don't have it. It's 1 mile long.
The whole town, 1 mile.
There's not a single stoplight. There's one intersection that there could be. They can't afford it. There are a couple bridges. One is out. They can't afford to fix it.
So it's all it's just a stop sign at the intersection, or is it?
There are stop signs.
Okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, that you can build off that.
Yeah,
you can go from stop sign to street light.
A lot of bars. Okay. A lot of garages for cars and a lot of churches.
Interesting.
It's 1 mile long, and there are 6 churches.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was the school there, or did you have to go to a neighboring town to go to
school? The school's like up on the hill. Mm-hmm. It was maybe like a 6-minute drive.
Gotcha. But this is why his education didn't happen and why we got into a fight with Lizzo publicly when Nick...
you beefed with Lizzo?
We did.
We did. And we're not even one of her backup dancers. Actually, I brought her out of her silence on that.
Yeah, Nick did.
That's really did. That is huge.
That is power. Really did.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. So what happened? Did she steal making people eat bananas out of each other's asses from New Milford?
Well, so that would be that anyway.
He made me eat a banana.
That's sort of a... No, we were talking about Disney movies. Anyway, so
World War II.
Yes,
but I didn't know when World War II was.
And I said, I'll give you a clue. We entered the war when The Wizard of Oz came out. I said, do you know when World War II was? He goes, the 1800s. I go, you think in the 1800s we had cameras and planes? I said, And I said, 1939. He goes, you mean to tell me that the world went to war and our response was The Wizard of Oz? Which is a funny response. So Lizzo hadn't talked publicly for months since her incident. All of a sudden on her TikTok, everyone's messaging us. Our video comes up, and then she comments doing her makeup like, I hope these two are joking because this is sad about the American education system.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Completely unprovoked.
She posts a 3-minute TikTok response calling me the failure of the American education system. Which, in her defense,
why the fuck would Lizzo weigh in on that?
She's not. Why would she weigh in? You are right. She's not wrong.
Yeah.
She's not wrong. I am a failure of the American education system, but that's what broke your silence.
And then some PR person was like, look, white gay guys, you're safe. White, so fucking weird. So people are going to be against them. They're gay, so homophobes are going to be against them. That's the sweet spot. I maybe would have targeted mask white lesbians if I were you to be a little safer, but go ahead. Yeah, this video really speaks to you. Go off, Lizzo.
But the comments were great because they were, one, going after Lizzo and Nick at the same time. They're like, Nick may be a fucking moron, Lizzo. Don't you have allegations for sexual misconduct? Yeah,
in Nick's defense, he knows nothing. Lizzo. Yeah, those
then,
are our fans.
But then a week later, she put a giant post on her Instagram. She's like, that's it. I'm quitting Instagram. Hilarious. And then people were thanking
the amount
Nick.
Of DMs. I go, you did it. You did it.
That is actually so powerful. The fact that out of nowhere, first of all, that she would see the video is interesting.
I know.
It's like, how the fuck? Like, we're friends and I don't remember that video. Like, your stuff pops up on my timeline, but it's like.
Right. She went onto her TikTok.
Yeah.
And somehow that was on her For You page.
And it pissed her off so much. She didn't just like send it to a friend and say, look at this fucking dummy. She
made a 3-minute response.
That was her first post for months. That's awesome.
I know.
You have no history with Lizzo whatsoever.
We don't know her.
Wow. I like her music.
Wow.
I don't like her music anymore. Have you, not one time
she made me eat a banana, but other than that,
let me ask you this, Nick. Have you ever drawn the ire of plus size black women before? Is it something about you? Because I have friends that certain people just. For whatever reason, certain people don't like them. Has that ever been an issue?
Most people don't like them.
I was going to say, Stavros, I'm going to stop you there. You can't get too philosophical about this. No one likes
me. Name the demographic. They don't like me.
Almost every single week, there's more mob mentality coming after us how much they hate Nick. He's an idiot. He knows nothing. We've pissed off at everybody.
Interesting.
And I thought, okay, I'll do a short little 15-minute podcast. My friend, it'll be fun. We've got good chemistry. And then in a few weeks, we're in a fight with everybody.
That's awesome.
Everyone.
Well, how about we backtrack and kind of see how this was created? Because I'm fascinated. A couple data points here. First, being growing up in Scranton or outside of Scranton, whatever, in a small ass town. That's very interesting. And then where we started, where you said you were a gay orphan, you had no gay friends.
Yeah.
Let's kind of like, how do we get there? Who was the gayest person you knew growing up other than yourself?
Surprisingly, all these years later, I went to school with the same 90 kids from preschool to 12th grade.
Wow. That's tough. That sucks no matter who you
are. That's tough. I was classed.
Because you can't you're kind of stuck into the dynamics of preschool.
Everyone knows everyone.
Whatever you did, if you fucking shit your pants as a little kid, that would follow you until you were 18.
And did.
Yeah.
But we all hated each other by the end of it. I was class president, and wow. I gave a speech at graduation.
Politics runs in the family.
We're the Kennedys.
You're the Kennedys of New Milford.
Just haven't been killed yet.
Yeah.
But this is not an exaggeration. Verbatim at my class speech at graduation, I literally go, well, we made it. We don't like each other. Probably won't keep in touch after this. But we did it. And the local newspaper literally printed a headline, Class Divided. Graduates
wow.
United. And it's true. We still don't talk. We've never had a class reunion. Partly because I'm responsible for putting
course,
that together, and I'm certainly not
you.
Doing that
shit.
But in hindsight, what I was going to say, 90 people, there are 10 gays
now
from there. Yeah. Popping out faggots left and right in New Milford, Pennsylvania.
Feel like my graduating class was like 700, and it was like me and one other person. Like, there were like no gays.
Yeah, a lot of gays from my class.
And was everybody closeted the whole time?
Everyone was closeted, except there were maybe like a couple that were out back then, not treated well, as you could probably imagine.
Yeah, but Nick had a girlfriend.
I did have a girlfriend in high school. She was the only one that cried when I came out. But we met doing musicals, and I was practicing the softball pitch in my backyard. So who's the idiot there?
Yeah, I mean, that's
on her.
Absolutely. That's a tale as old as time, though, is the like the earnest straight girl who doesn't understand that what she's attracted to.
Theater girl.
Yeah, the theater girl who doesn't understand that pizzazz that she's attracted to is not a straight quality.
They were both auditioning for Elphaba, and she's like, this is my man.
We did a drag number of Grease. and I played Olivia Newton-John.
But now, there's nowhere to hide.
That's awesome.
Devastated.
Just seeing you with a cherry red lip being like, ooh, when I get my hands on him, mm-hmm. I'm going to have straight intercourse with that man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nick's life.
That's, you never had a girlfriend.
He did have a girlfriend.
Did you? Yeah, Francesca. Oh, we talked about this, yeah. Yes. At the
Oh, Francesca.
Yes. But that was, you know, your Michael's another sign. If it's a musical or an arts and crafts store where you met your high school boyfriend, gals, we got news for you. He's probably gay. Failure. Yeah.
Oh, my aunt Cindy, by the way, loved the clip about the Maleficent doll. Yes. She loved it. I did that clip really took off.
It really
off.
Did. It really
took off. So.
It was awesome. That was one of my favorite moments of the podcast.
And she was like, I just didn't know. She goes, I just thought he wanted like
on
a Maleficent.
On some level, she knew.
She knew.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you
yeah.
say when you're buying your nephew some horned bitch?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A crystal bitchy woman.
Yeah, yeah.
A little boy.
That was the other thing is she, so my ex-girlfriend, mm-hmm. I don't even know why I'm calling her ex-girlfriend. We were children. She cried. But similar to Mateo's family, your aunt being like, we should have known. When I came out, I only came out to my mother and my grandmother, and both had the exact same response. It was after I had moved to New York, after my freshman year of college. I told them both, and they both go, well, everyone talks about it. But no one was going to say it before you did.
That's fucking awesome.
You couldn't give a context clue to me at least?
That's fucking awesome.
I would have come out years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is so funny.
We all talk about it.
Yeah, we're, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, my brother's trying to have kids, and he's talking about how he just wants the gayest son of all time. My little brother's like, that would be so
sick. It's a lot of crying.
Yeah, well, you know. Could be fun.
Yeah.
But in a Greek family, gays, please.
Sure, but that's the fine. Real classic. See, Greek it's gay like, is like, you really enjoy the secret gay sex you have. That's sort of the more Greek style.
You mean shame?
Huh?
No, living within
there's
shame.
There's very little shame. Greek guys are like,
they invented gay sex.
Greek guys are like, well, I fucked the guy. I'm not gay. That's sort of like
that
Greek
comes from
logic.
Ancient Greece.
Yeah, that's yeah. Greek. That's ancient Greek philosophy.
It's like, they didn't let that one go.
No.
Keep this.
It's like that meme that goes around where they were saying the strongest soldiers were the ones that swallowed the most loads.
Yeah.
Our strongest
Holy
soldier
shit.
Over
I
here.
Didn't know we got a 5-star general on the couch. Play taps, Elvis. Da, da, da.
I really make my parents proud. I know, they did say that. They were like, because they thought that they were like passing down knowledge. I was like, first of all, no one's ever received knowledge from a top. Let's get that out of the way.
Interesting, yes. It's funny how much like ancient shit you hear about where it's like, one gay guy was in charge, and that's how he was like, yeah, you actually get strength from sucking my dick. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just so clear when you go back. The same way, like, every religion has a little hat, it's because the guys in charge all had bald spots. There's no way God...
They should have had his doctor.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah.
It wouldn't matter. They would have shaved it anyways,
that's
apparently.
That's true. They would have taken a little...
I think it looks good.
It does look good,
is
buddy.
Julius Caesar Greek?
No, he's Roman. Italian.
What?
He's Roman.
He's Roman.
Ancient Rome. Oh, see, here we go.
I like this, yeah. They stole our whole shit, Nick. That's not your fault.
We did.
The Romans, that is not my fault. Yeah. Lizzo, that's not my fault.
Yeah.
I will say, where Julius was stabbed in Rome is now... They have it. You can still, like, see it. It's just there. But it's now become a cat sanctuary. So when you walk by, like, well, that's Caesar. He was killed there. But then there's just, like, a bunch of cats running around.
Well, my birthday is the Ides of March, which has something to do with Caesar, right?
That's Everyone when he got killed, that. I believe. But where the Ides of March.
Maybe reincarnated.
That's yeah, that's true. It.
He
that's
did love purple.
Is.
He was big on
he
purple.
He did. He was a big supporter of Grimace.
And I believe he was, I feel like all those Roman guys, a lot of them were kind of, if gay. Not gay, bi. He had a wife,
Everyone
but he
was gay back then.
Yeah.
Well, they had different rules. I just watched like a whole history. I love that show. You ever see Weird History on YouTube?
Yeah, sometimes
they go with
it'll pop up.
Yeah, and so they were talking about like what it's like to be gay, like in the Greek times and Roman times and stuff. I mean, there was kind of rules to it. It wasn't the way we view gay today.
Yeah.
There was still like, you know, it was not looked down upon, but it was like there was still, it was still always like left with a little bit of like,
there was, I really was, that's the joke I made earlier, was they did kind of see it as like getting fucked in the ass was like childish because they would fuck. That was like a thing you did as a boy. You and your friends would fuck each other. You would just getting molested was such a part of the fucking culture that they're like, wow. Wait, you grow up, you still get fucked in the ass. That's what you do when you're 15. That was literally how they looked at it. There was like
even though they only lived to 19.
Yeah. It was like in a play. They had like a specific name for like grown men that get fucked in the ass.
Well, the Pope said it. Fragatone, like faggotry.
That's
hysterical.
Awesome. I mean, yeah. To see it.
And he said it twice. And by the way, everyone in Italy was laughing about it. Like, yeah. Everyone was like, ah.
Because he put a little, he put a little stank on it.
Yeah, because it wasn't froccio means faggot, right? Mm-hmm. And frocino is like little faggot. He said froccia. Can you look it up? I think it's froccia.
Like faggot boy.
It literally means faggot tree.
It's in his already, like it pops up. It auto
Pope faggot tree.
Eldis has like in his bookmarks way to say.
In Italian.
Way to call people
gay. Click on the first one. Let's see what he said. I believe. Faggot tree. Yeah.
We covered this on Kush Brothers,
yeah.
Eldis.
Yeah, froccia.
Frocino is so funny. To put a little cute suffix on a slur is so fucking funny.
Faggot.
Yeah.
Just a wee little faggot.
But not wrong. In the Vatican, there is a lot of era faggotry.
He's wearing a fucking ball gown. There are times when you walk through Rome and I'll, like, the corner of my eye, I see a store. I'm like, Drag Race? And then it's like a Pope place, like a cardinal place to buy dresses for themselves.
They're wearing bejeweled crucifixes.
Yeah. No, it's gay.
I mean, who do they think they are? Madonna?
It's like a Lady Gaga concert. Yeah.
They are setting the mood. It's absolutely gay as hell.
Wait,
sure.
I have to pee so bad. You guys,
are you
go
kidding
ahead.
Me?
I have to pee all the time.
You
can
go
you be
ahead.
Professional?
This guy.
Do you see why we can only do 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Were you the only child of the?
No, I have an older brother, but people say I give only child energy.
Mm-hmm.
He's 4 years older though.
Okay.
I forget that I have a brother sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. He probably watches this. I've had a podcast with Matteo for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single word from this man. And we couldn't be more opposite.
Interesting.
He's straight, bald, kind of chubby, lives on a farm, wife, two kids.
Sounds like our kind of guy.
Sure.
He might be listening for real.
I've had a podcast for a year, never mentioned it. We go on Andrew Santino's podcast.
Oh.
You are on Andrew Santino's podcast. Yes, and your brother has a podcast, yeah. Jordan. How about you listen to that every once in a while?
Santino's podcast, suddenly.
You did Andrew Santino's podcast?
Yeah.
I love that, though. And so you moved, you left... You came here to study what? Theater?
Opera.
Oh, is that interesting?
Which he has a really beautiful operatic. I know he sounds like Squidward, but he has like a really beautiful baritone bass.
I think we need to backtrack a little. Why did you think I came to study theater?
Because
why?
Because of the Olivia Newton-John anecdote from earlier. Yeah. Because of that. Because
I'm Greek.
Yeah.
There's a video of Nick singing opera on YouTube we can look up, and it's really good.
We don't need to look
that up. Yes, you do. Go to YouTube and type Nick Smith opera.
I was 19 in it. We don't need to look it up.
Amazing.
What opera seems like so impossible to... have like stand up is stupid and hard to make a career in, but I have a friend who she's an opera singer, and it seems so impossible to just
it
like
is.
Even
that's
if you're good.
We're
very spoiled because one of our good friends is Nadine Sierra, who is the top soprano at the Metropolitan Opera.
Whoa,
and like she first of all, she sang with me at Carnegie Hall at the end we
that's
came out
awesome.
And sang together.
Oh, I saw that.
She's
yeah.
also just cool
and beautiful.
And stunning. Yeah. And her voice is amazing. But then now Nick and I are so spoiled. She's like, oh, do you want to come to see Rigoletto at the opera? Oh, do you guys want to come see me and Bocelli sing? Mm-hmm. And we're like, yes, we'll be
that's
there.
That's awesome.
So it's our it's
that's your court side.
That is my that's
that
what
is?
I was saying.
Yeah,
my court side.
Actually,
it was like,
one time we sat, she got us tickets to see her in Lucia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were sitting front row at the Metropolitan Opera.
These are like $1,000
seats.
And I'm in one of my best blouses.
Yeah,
okay, I'll have you all know. I'm in one of my best
Let's just
blouses.
Say I love blouse.
Yeah.
And we go sit down, and this decrepit goblin of a woman is sitting next to me wearing the same blouse, just the nicer version. And I turn to her and I say, I love your blouse.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what she does? Not a goddamn thing.
She completely cold shoulders you?
Can you believe that? Doesn't even look at you?
No, she did this. She goes like this. She goes, thank you. And then Nick turns to me and goes, dumb cunt.
I go, the nice thing to do is acknowledge, oh, I like your blouse as well. Doesn't say that's it. I don't care mine's from ASOS.
Sure, it's the same fucking blouse.
She was wearing $3,000 worth of jewelry on her neck and looked at you like, what is this?
Doesn't matter. And guess what? I looked better in it.
Yeah, there you go.
Nadine is phenomenal. So if you want to look her up.
Well, that old rich lady could probably smell rayon. You know what I mean? It was like, she could tell. She got a rash just sitting near you, dude.
Yeah. No, but you're right. That is our court side. Like, you know, having when you become friends with people who are in New York, you're like, you know, then you have access to things that are like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we were courtside at a fashion show.
Oh, that's right. We were.
Where did you go?
So we were in Jason Wu, who styled me for my special, which was an amazing experience.
Hell yeah.
He had us front row at his fashion show for Fashion Week, and he dressed us up, and that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And
he dressed
me, because when he met Nick, they're like, the photographer's like, do you want to take photos with Jason? I'm like, sure. And then Jason goes, who are you? You're too tall. I didn't dress you.
Yeah.
Too tall. I feel like they'd be licking their lips to get a tall.
Well, it's because I'm
a statuesque beauty.
Too tall.
Come on.
He's 6'4".
But it was a surreal experience because we've both lived in New York for many years.
Hold on, I'm gonna go to bat for you here, Nick. Okay. Isn't that model dimensions? Tall and skinny as shit?
But not this tall. Gotcha. They want you around like 5'11", 6 feet.
Oh, that's
because they want everyone the same height.
I see.
So I'm 6'3", so they can't have just some fucking Frankenstein.
Interesting, you know?
Yeah, one time we never go out, but one time our friend Patty's like, we're going to a club, it's my birthday, we're going. So we went, he dressed like Maggie Smith, I dressed like a deli worker, and we're on like the dance floor. And everyone's head is around here, Nick's up there, and then some guy tall, the Nick walks by, I see Nick do that, I go, Nick, what's up? He goes, who the fuck like Frankenstein here?
It's alarming. Jesus, yeah. When you're used to looking down at people.
Right, right, right.
And then physically looking down at people.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course, yeah.
And then someone else walks in that you have to look up at, it's alarming.
Is there a kinship of everyone being above the heads?
Maybe you and
the
other tall guys? Not for me.
Eldest, did you ever?
How old are you? Or tall are you?
I'm like 6'5".
Wow.
No, I was 6'4" yesterday. You're peacocking.
I was 6'4"
for our fashionable gay friends.
That's the truth. There will be gays watching, and they want to know.
I've been on the record on past episodes saying I'm 6'6".
So you said 6'3".
I'm playing it in the center right now.
You're 6'4" and a half.
No, I'm 6'5".
Do you see the same tall guys in similar places? Like when you worked at like a shitty office, or if you took the same train constantly, or some shit like that, would you see other tall guys above the fray?
Yeah.
Really?
Would you acknowledge each other for your height? Like you or see the freak struggle. You out?
Not eye contact. I've talked about it before where, like, I don't really notice it because most of the time, most people are, like, so much shorter than you.
Right.
Like, you never notice that you're looking down. But then I've talked about when we hang out with, like, JP McDade, who's, like, an inch taller than
he's
me.
He's really tall.
And then I do get, like, a little tribal. I'm like, I don't like this feeling of, like, having to look up, like, 5 degrees to, like,
it feels
to
weird.
See up an inch. Yeah.
It feels weird.
And I see how it, like, feels weird for everyone else. But it's just something that, like, I'm never used to doing in, like,
Meanwhile, me and Stavi, these Mediterranean. Well, we reached the height of
I've
our
also
people.
Spoke about this where I hilariously think I'm so much taller than I am.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
5'9".
And so
a good height.
Thank you so much, Nick. In my head, Eldis is literally 3 inches taller than me. Like in my head, and then I have a friend who's 6 foot, and this guy is the most even-keeled guy of all time. But I just said, pretty much fuck with him. I was like, we're pretty much the same height. It's the joke I do on my special. He's literally the most mild-mannered guy. I was like, yeah, dude, we're pretty much the same height. He got so pissed off because I was like, yeah, I just see us as similar heights. And he was like, I tower over you. He was like, I know exactly what the fucking top of your head looks like. How dare you say I'm the fucking same height?
I will say, you know who I met the other night was, do you know QCP? He's the shirtless guy in the apron who cooks. He's real bro-y.
Oh, yeah.
So I did this event for the Pasta Queen and him.
I have seen his videos.
No, Nick knows nothing.
Yeah,
all right?
yeah.
So anyway, he was really, really, really nice. And when he met me, I think people think I'm really short because when I met him, he said right off the bat, he goes, you're taller than I thought you would be.
Really?
And I was like, really? He goes, yeah, you just like read really short. Then I realize I'm next to this monster. And so everyone thinks I'm 2 feet tall.
Interesting.
But you are short.
I'm 5'9". That's before, the average height of a man.
No, it's not.
What's the average height of a man?
It's probably
according to who?
According yeah, I would say it's probably Nick. 5'7".
I would say 5'11".
5'9" from the Centers of Disease what? Control and
that's
and Prevention.
Probably that's America, right?
Okay, or is that worldwide? Study was run by short men.
Oh, hold on. Worldwide, 5.75.
Okay, well, we're
which is probably what I am. Honestly. So
that makes sense, right?
Yeah, I'm
you're
right.
More worldly.
I am more worldly. I'm an international.
You're the
average.
Global average man.
I'm the global average man, exactly. You, but I'm the amalgam of every man on earth. If you get me,
would I be tall in Greece? Do they have tall
for
people
sure,
there?
For sure, you'd be tall. Yeah, yeah. We don't got them that tall.
Well, also, Nick, you would be tall, but also they wouldn't look at you for your height. They'd be wondering, why is that man wearing a giant sun hat?
I have to protect my skin.
You do not have very Greece. Fair skin.
He keeps saying, he's like, I'll come to Italy. I'll have a good time.
I will.
Was like, I just can't imagine what the Italians, because it'll be very similar to the Greeks. Like, mm-hmm. What is this thing?
They wear sun hats there, don't they?
I don't, not really, no.
What? What do they do?
They take in the sun.
Yeah, take in the sun. Maybe no. A cap. I've seen, we're not talking, I'm guessing, Nick, we're not talking like a, you know, straw Crocodile Dundee style hat. I'm guessing it's Kentucky Derby, heiress at a Kentucky Derby hat.
Type in My Fair Lady racehorse scene.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Before we see this picture.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And, but this is even more dramatic. This is what Nick looks like. This is Nick walking around Italy. Is gonna be fucking that
awesome. That's awesome. That's great.
So this is Nick for everybody at home.
That's fucking sick.
That I could wear that in Greece.
I think you.
What would the Greeks? How do you say fag in Greece? Greek.
You know, we don't have to say that.
We said it.
Say it. Say it.
I guess, do you bleep out in other languages? But it's busti.
Busti?
Yeah.
It sounds way too close to pussy. They got to work on this word.
Or
they
got to
fix it. Well, or busti, that makes sense.
Busti. Yeah, yeah. Muni is pussy in Greek.
Muni?
Muni.
Muni.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Muni. Love you. Agapi Muni.
Agapao.
Agapao Muni. Yeah. I don't know how to do the conjugation. Yeah,
that's okay,
look at me,
buddy.
Look at me, Greek.
Yep.
I got to bring my friend Sophia on this show one time. She's from Please. Chicago. So Greek, and her mother. You would find, they
yeah,
were just,
yeah, yeah.
It was being immersed into the Greek world with that mm-hmm. family. They were amazing. I love it. Her mother, Daphne. I yep. told you what You've she would told- say during the Greek coffee, right?
Oh, they would read your...
She'd read my fortune, and she'd mm-hmm. be like, I can see a letter in the bottom of your cup. This me. And then she would read her daughter's. She goes, this says it. You're a bitch. Yeah, oh, my God. I love Greek.
I do love how much, like... old witchcraft shit is left in so many cultures.
Sicily, yeah. Greece, yeah. You know, Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Even
yeah.
the evil eye,
New
all
Milford.
That stuff.
New Milford. Okay.
New Milford, a lot of witchy stuff going on over there.
How else do you think my dad's the mayor?
Yeah.
A lot of witchcraft.
That's so fucking funny. And so let me, what is the, after you get out in New Milford and you're here, you're bouncing around, you come to school for opera, what are the early years? What's Nick, early NYC for Nick looking like?
I mean, I was in college for 6 years here. Nice. So I always say when you come to New York as a college student, it's a much different experience than just like moving here
yes,
already
sure.
as a young adult.
Sure, sure, sure.
So it was a much easier transition. And then
were you like a nerd? Were you just studying? Were you like
just mean?
Were you out and about?
Yeah, I've always just sort of been mean. I've never been out and about. I've never been one of those girlies.
Not a gal about town.
I'm not a gal about town. We prefer to be homebodies,
mm-hmm. playing Fortnite, watching YouTube.
Yeah,
we're really boring.
I've never
as a
drank
crew.
In my life, so I
oh
just
never
never
no drugs.
No drugs.
Wow, a complete teetotaler.
Yeah, I'm a fucking loser.
Teetotaler.
I never heard that before.
Yeah, yeah, that means sober.
That means Dang. Loser.
Yeah.
It means loser.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm teetotaling right now. I got a year of sobriety where...
Good for you. Good
yeah,
for you.
I'm doing my 35th year of life totally sober.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
How does it feel?
Not good. I'm fucking miss doing drugs. I mean, yeah. It's like I'm not... It's just, I have to remind myself, I would feel worse. That's the thing. I don't feel yeah. good. I just right. would feel worse.
You feel
worse.
Good for that moment, and then the next day is a struggle, and it's always you're always trying
yeah,
to catch
I
up.
Guess.
Have
I
you found
know.
Something to replace that?
Not really. I was living pretty healthy for like half the year. I was like, I wasn't working, and I was like working out and eating the right, and I really liked that, but unfortunately, I go right to food. I'm trying to stay healthy. So, like, when I get more stressed, which I've been a little stressed the last month has been pretty busy, I go right to, you know, stupid seamless orders or whatever.
What's your go-to comfort meal?
Ooh, there's the thing. Well, I have to have dessert at night, like a baby needs its binky right now. Like
I do too, by the way.
If I don't have a pint of, and now I'm eating Halo Top these days.
No, that's all air.
Are you kidding?
That's not a dessert.
It's either that or fucking 4,000 calories of Ben and Jerry's.
The ice cream.
I can't do that right now, Nick. Believe me, I need to be on methadone. I need to be on ice cream methadone right now. That's what Halo Top is. But it's more the ritual of that. But you know, it just something will hit. I go through a rotation of comfort meals, you know what I mean? It'll be a Chinese fried chicken wings with beef lo mein is a go-to. You know, I love Korean food. In fact I haven't been eating Korean food because the last few years we've been doing Korean barbecue Thanksgiving, and so it's in a couple of weeks I'm gonna really enjoy it because I haven't had it. But you know, it just really the absolute median meal is when I eat a lot of Chipotle is what I'm trying to hang on.
He eats it every day.
Yeah, well,
I eat it every day.
It's good. It's that's exactly what it is. It's the absolute
food group
median replacement meal.
It's a good amount,
and you can do it healthy, or you get chips. Well, you get what you know what I mean. Like, so I'm there a lot right now. In fact, Chipotle for lunch. Chipotle after this podcast.
That's what I'm getting.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Do you get Dunkin' in the morning?
It depends. I've been shooting on. We're shooting Tires, the second season of Tires right now, and there's a Dunkin' right by where we film. So I have been getting a lot of. We're living very similar lives right now.
We're the same.
Yeah, we're pretty much the same guy.
We're the same.
I think two people would look at
just
us.
Just a couple of Greek faggies on like their Dunkin'.
Couple of
and
Greek
Chipotle.
Homos sucking on Dunkin'.
Yep. People would probably think we're brothers.
Yeah.
Or at least twins.
Yeah, no, that'd be a fun reboot of twins. It's just a tall gay guy instead of Arnold. Still the over the top fat weirdo.
There you go. And anybody watching, cast us. We'll do it.
Yeah. I don't know that Nick carries the same charisma as the '90s Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You don't think he's got the same star power?
I don't know.
I don't think Arnold
went from
broke
Mr. Olympia.
Arnold didn't. That's your claim to fame. As you broke Lizzo's silence.
That takes some charisma, baby.
You definitely did bait Lizzo into something. I love that.
I've still never seen Twins.
Great movie.
Is it? I do love Danny DeVito.
It's so good.
It's just so 90s. Everything about it.
I have a couple. I really want to pitch remaking it.
We could do it.
Yeah, like it's got to be a tall jack guy. Unfortunately,
yeah, it's got to be me.
We
talked about it already.
This,
I'd kill.
I would love to. Because if you watch it, because I hadn't seen it, I saw it as a kid, and then I rewatched it, and I really would do a good job with that character. He's a complete dirtbag piece of shit. He's got like the little ponytail. He's like it's great. I would love to play that.
I just rewatched it. I mean, DeVito in that literally is stuff. It's kind of crazy. It's like I can't unsee it or something.
On some level, I'm like, did that penetrate my brain as a boy and I formed my entire personality off of it? Because I used to watch that movie a lot. I had a phase when I was a little kid where I watched Twins and what's the one where Arnold's pregnant and DeVito's in it too?
Oh, what was that called? Not baby. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Twins and then.
What? The type in Arnold.
And he eats a lot of Rocky Road.
Pregnant.
Junior.
Yes. Yeah.
I used to watch those two movies back. And I think when I was a dumb little kid, I thought they were the same movie.
But
I just watched them a bunch.
You know what? They kind of are the same movie.
Junior's way weirder. Junior's way weirder.
Look at this. The 90s. Oh my God. The 90s were such a particular time in movies.
Well, the idea for Twins is that they made some bangers. But the idea for Twins was that, like, essentially, they mixed up a bunch of guys' jizz and made the perfect kid, and it was Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then the runoff was Danny DeVito. Like, all the shitty stuff they didn't use was right there.
Oh, yeah, the ending is so fucking weird.
Yeah, it's like a bizarre movie. Go watch. We don't want, not to spoil too. Go watch it. We'll talk about it.
I've seen it, but I don't remember. It's been so long.
It's good.
I don't remember, like.
But yeah, he looks. I legit am going to try and remake
39% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't rewatched Junior. I'll tell you that much.
I mean, Arnold was just taking every check possible. I mean, when he was Mr. Freeze,
that was so good.
But with Uma Thurman,
well, she was amazing.
That might be the gayest movie ever made.
It is. It is. Yeah.
It's incredible. Say, it's a great rewatch.
Do you watch Red Letter Media ever? Podcast Red Letter Media. They're on YouTube. They're great. These three guys are from Milwaukee, and they just talk about movies. I love
that. Big Milwaukee fan.
And they've got great sense of humor. They're very funny. Anyway, they were talking about that movie, and they made a great point. They were like, Uma Thurman was the only one who understood the assignment in this movie.
True.
Everybody else was, there was no reason, like George Clooney and Arnold Schwarzenegger, none of them knew what they were doing, but Uma
really knew what she was doing. I still think it works, even though they didn't know what they were doing, because there's just, Clooney isn't hamming it up, but that earnestness is almost good for the movie, like Batman kind of being...
There was too much happening. First of all, Alfred was dying.
That was
one of the stories.
There's five storylines.
Right. Alicia Silverstone.
Alicia Silverstone is shoehorned in there.
It made no sense. Then Robin didn't want to be. He wanted his own independence with that.
But he also kind of wants to fuck Alicia Silverstone. Right.
Then Uma Thurman was there. Then there was Mr. Freeze trying to get his wife back. Involved. Bane was in it.
Yeah.
There was a lot. Well,
it looks great. It looks. Yeah. I mean. Joel Schumacher fucked like thousands of guys, he said.
He fucked thousands of guys?
I think so, yeah. Wow.
In the movie, like career-wise or life?
No, like he was just a cool guy that liked to suck and get sucked.
Wow.
Well, that makes sense because the beginning of that movie is them putting on their outfits that have nipples on the outfits and then it's just butts.
No, it's...
That's the opening of the film. Now,
like at the time it was... And when I was a little kid, I was pumped to see it. I didn't give a fuck.
Sure, I loved Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
So I was all about Poison Ivy.
But now it is a great watch to just throw on to have a good time because it's visually so interesting and it is straight up campy.
It's camp.
But all of those Batman films of that era, like with Danny DeVito as Penguin and
that one's
but
that's good.
Different because
Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman.
Right. Yeah. They had the first Batman in the 80s and it was revolutionary in so many ways. And then they had the second Batman, which
second
was
one's still
Burton.
Good. Still Tim
it was
Burton.
Good, but it was tonally. I think it shocked audiences because they were kind of expecting something more for kids, and it was very adult.
It was darker,
very scary.
And by the way, Batman's not even. It's kind of more. It's an ensemble movie.
Sure,
because it really is more about. I mean, I don't think Batman's even in it because I rewatched this recently. He's not really in it. Like he's in it at the very beginning, but then he's not in it again for like 20 minutes. It's kind
of
crazy.
Which
if
is
you
fine.
It.
We've had enough of Batman.
Yeah. Well, at the time then, though, it was the second Batman movie.
Yes.
So and it was like
the third one. I think they were trying to go again. They were trying to reverse it. So it became
They fired Tim Burton.
Right.
He was like weirdly. You know who he wanted to cast as Robin?
Who?
Marlon Wayans.
Honestly, that would be kind
at
of
the
fun.
Time. It would have been really interesting. But yeah, they wanted to like, exactly what you're saying. The studio was like, all right, we're going to make this a fucking cash cow. Enough with your weird, dark bullshit. And then they fired him and that was the one that, I think that was the first Schumacher one.
Right.
And that was,
Two-Face and the Riddler. So I had Jim Carrey.
Val Kilmer was Batman. Yeah.
And then it got too far with Batman and Robin. Even as like a young seventh grade gay kid, I was like, this is a lot.
Oh, yeah, you didn't appreciate
that. I loved the Poison Ivy scenes. I loved them.
Yeah.
Loved them.
No, I just remember being like, whatever you showed me. That was the age where I was like, cool, this is a movie? Awesome.
Right.
I was never making a judgment, especially if it had Batman in it. I was like, sick,
like
let's fucking watch it.
Great.
Yeah. But anyway, why don't we, I think, you know, we could talk forever, and there's so much more. We didn't really even get into the Nick origin story some other time, but...
Because it's similar to a Batman villain
can
origin
I ask
story.
A really quick, dumb question,
absolutely.
And I don't know why this just
here
popped up.
Absolutely.
Do Greek people celebrate Christmas?
We do. We do, in fact, celebrate Christmas. They're Eastern Greek Orthodox.
He doesn't know what Greek Orthodox means.
It's a sect of Christianity before it split off... It was what Catholicism split off from,
it was supposed
basically.
To be, kind of, right?
We were all the same church, and then we split off. We're the Eastern Orthodox Church. We used to have a different calendar. Nice. Now everyone's on the same calendar. Yeah, it's very confusing. Greek people...
So what is today for them?
They've adopted everything the same. They used to be on, I don't know what, if that's called the Gregorian calendar, but weirdly, culturally, Greek people used to celebrate what we think of as Christmas on New Year's Day. Like, you would get Christmas presents and stuff on New Year's Day. But I think they just got beaten down by the rest of the world doing it, and especially American pop culture. Like, when I was a little kid, my dad, when we were really young, he tried to do that shit. He's like, we're Greek. We do the first of the year. We were like, no! Give us fucking presents! We're five! We want presents now! And so there was no way that was going to last. He tried that. We were like, fuck, are you kidding me? I have to fucking wait 6 days? Are you out of your fucking mind? Give me my fucking Play-Doh right now, you fucking idiot. So I think it's been completely swallowed up. But yes, Greeks are...
See, that wasn't a dumb question.
Yeah.
Do they celebrate Christmas as different than... Do you have a different calendar?
He knew what I meant.
Look, I can we can make it good, Mateo. I'm a professional. You feed me some dumb bullshit like, dude, Greeks celebrate Christmas, I'll turn it into 2 minutes of entertaining content, okay?
Did you grow up with Greek? Were there any Greek people near you when you grew up? There were no Greek... You never met Greek people.
In New Milford? Probably not.
Were there Italians? There was one... You said there was one Italian family that everyone hated.
But now my family...
That was the close they had to a minority.
My extended family owns the Italian restaurant.
Wow.
That sells burgers.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Italian-American.
You gotta go have the pasta there. You should do an episode. You should do an episode of eating the best Italian food at Nick's hometown. That would be awesome. You trying to cobble together the best pasta meal you could in fucking New Milford.
Could I go in the kitchen and show them how to actually make it?
I mean, I'm sure you could.
If your dad's the mayor, we have carte blanche. We can do whatever the hell we want.
Please, we don't even have a police department there. You can do light the shit on fire.
All right, well, listen.
He worked at a Pizza Hut. It was a whole thing.
I love it. Well, look, take all these life experiences and channel them into, because we have callers that desperately need your assistance.
Oh, boy. Are these specifically for us?
No. No. We don't have that kind of, we don't kind of have that overhead. These people have called in some... Even at this point, years ago. And we'll get to them whenever the fuck we get to them. So Eldis has gotten a couple questions here for us, and why don't you play us the first one, my friend?
Hey, Sav. So 2 years ago, I got dumped by my... Hey, Sav. So 2 years ago, I got dumped by my girlfriend because... she found me on Grindr talking to boys.
She kind of had a point
and
there.
And I was going to break up with her, but I was too much of a pussy to do that. So instead I, you know, was cheating and sending nudes to other guys. But moving on from that, 2 years later, I can't finish like with a woman or a guy or a trans woman or like anybody unless I think about my ex-girlfriend.
What?
And I'm tired of it. Like, this woman stabbed me. Like, I don't want to think about her anymore.
What?
Like, I have a no contact agreement with her, even though I'm the one that cheated. Mm-hmm. So,
interesting morality here.
Yeah, should I tell my therapist about this? Should I just, like, try to associate it with thoughts of, like, my naked grandma or something? Thanks, Stav. I'd really appreciate your help on figuring out how to stop needing to, like, think about her to finish. Thanks. Love you guys.
Well, that's a lot to unpack.
A lot to unpack. From each sentence
from the jump.
From the jump.
How did she find him on Grindr?
She probably had some suspicions, maybe.
Why did he not bring up that she stabbed him first?
Right.
That came in the middle.
Right.
Why wouldn't you be like, well, I was stabbed by my ex-girlfriend because she found me on Grindr. We have a no-speaking agreement.
I wonder if the stabbing is its own issue in his mind.
Evidently is the least of his issues.
There's no contact agreement, just a fancy way of saying she has a restraining order against
you. I think it's sort of like, that's the thing. He says no contact agreement as if this is some widely accepted circumstance. He just means they don't text each other ever.
Right.
They've just blocked each other on everything.
Should I say this to a therapist?
I know, that was
maybe
awesome.
You should have been in therapy years ago.
Yeah. Well, I get the therapist being like, We got a lot to cover. Because this guy, I mean, that's...
He's like, I think I'm just going to go to Stav with this one.
Yeah. I can't even believe that he thought to go to Stavros publicly about this before privately with his therapist.
I think Stav and Guest can unpack Stav's this in 7 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Stav, you have real power. You've got real... You're very honorable, evidently.
Well, I also think probably what's going on here, this guy is too embarrassed to admit that a bust-related thing to his therapist. You know what I mean?
Well, that's like who you talk to your therapist for, isn't right. it? I mean, I thought that was like what?
I think you talk generally, but I think in terms of the minutia of coming, it's like it's one thing to talk about sexual hangups. It's another thing to be like, what makes me come is my act. But he could have said it differently, where he's like,
yeah.
I can only. What the fuck? Somebody calling me?
I guess it's because like I have a gay therapist.
Oh, interesting.
So I feel more comfortable talking about that kind of stuff. Though that's not like an issue.
You should
not
be able to talk about anything to your therapist. That's the whole point.
No, you're absolutely right. And that is something that's a general message for everyone here to take is if you have a therapist, it doesn't make sense not to fucking talk to them about whatever. You got to open up to them about anything. Obviously, you should talk to your therapist. I mean, that's so clear. I won't hazard. I think. Even though there's a lot to unpack, I think ultimately what was happening here is this guy was truly pansexual person who was in a probably abusive relationship, and he definitely cheated, right?
Mm.
But maybe there was just a lot of wrong going on in that relationship. This is probably an insane woman, probably pretty good pussy if I had to guess. If I had stabbing plus
Would
staying
you
in the
have
relationship.
To guess?
Yeah, I do. Unfortunately, this
he's
kinda,
on Grindr.
Yeah, I don't think it was so bad. I think this guy just fucks a lot, but I think stabbing and staying in a relationship.
Clearly, it was a not great relationship.
The relationship was good, but something was good. So I'm doing the math here, right?
I think he sounds like a masochist. I think he likes sort of that.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
So he needs to get to BDSM, like.
Maybe
stabbing is kind of real up there.
He can't come without thinking about his ex-girlfriend who stabbed him.
Oh.
Baby, go get a dominatrix.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Spank the shit out of you.
To me, it feels like residual guilt that he's not processed yet, and he's trying to mask it with a physical pleasure. But I think what's happening is that he probably feels guilt or some kind of shame for the failure of that relationship and his play in it. And so the revisitation of seeing her in order to come is more so him trying to cope subconsciously with the fact that he left something, didn't land the plane well. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely totally plausible that he still has some kind of hangups. We don't even know. It seems like he's pretty open about his sexuality. There might be some guilt there too. He seems like
he's open to us,
but yeah,
but maybe
like
not his friends.
That's what I'm saying.
Right,
like,
so he can be if he's talking to you. I mean, his voice is pretty recognizable. I feel like you know, it's like, come on, dude.
Well, I'm just kind of agreeing with you here, where it could be like
some shame
and guilt all wrapped in together, right? Like guilt from the relationship, shame. I mean, there is like the like, oh no, I'm even though I'm fucking this guy, I'm actually straight because the thing that makes me come is...
Is he ancient Greek?
Yeah.
But also he says he can't come with another person, but is he coming from Jerking the Chicken?
Probably.
Jerking the Chicken. What in the Dust Bowl era?
I'm not going to say masturbate on here.
The things we've already said?
That is a good, is he yoking the oxen? He probably is. I feel like you could bust easier, you know, jerking yourself off than
you
can.
He's probably stroking his hard dick, since that's what Mateo wants me to say, while thinking about his ex-girlfriend's bomb pussy, apparently.
It's very possible, Nick. There's a lot going on here. You absolutely have to talk to a therapist. We have hazarded some guesses here, but you got a lot going on, my friend. And a
lot to unpack.
I also think like 2 years later is kind of crazy. 2 years is a long time. But if depending on how long you were together, shit like that lingers too, especially if you're not addressing the reason. So it's
and
not crazy.
You can still see the stab wounds.
Yeah, exactly. If you
it's
still
fresh.
Feel it. If, yeah,
that's
yeah.
how he comes. He rubs out
he
the
rubs
stab
the scab.
Wound.
Who is very possible. So yeah, good luck out there, little buddy. What do we got here, Eldis?
Hey, Stavros. Hello, Eldis and esteemed guests. I'm a newer listener, but I'm just calling in. I called in before, but the voice note felt too long and wordy. But anyways, I'm calling in because my boyfriend and I, we've been together for a year. I am 23. My boyfriend is 25. And we've had some conversations and realized that we are both interested in the possibility of a threesome with another person. Now, this is just a threesome. We're not interested in, like, a polycule or, like, dating this person, whoever this theoretical person would be. We just want to have fun and then sort of, you know, go our separate ways with, yeah, with this other person. Go on and live our lives.
I got a hunch you could get that going.
So I've never had a threesome of any kind before. Maybe the guest, if they are a queer man or just a queer person, doesn't really matter the gender.
I'll just do a little producing for a change.
How we can best accommodate a little vetting. Because I feel like the dynamics of a threesome, especially a threesome where it's like a couple and then like another person, is a very specific thing versus if it's a threesome with three strangers or, you know, three people who may not know each other that well and just want to have fun.
Oh my God, the other one was wordy?
The onus is on, if that's the right word, is on the couple to make the third person, you know, feel comfortable, feel invited.
Is there more to this, Eldis, or do we get them
make them feel safe. There's also like a power dynamic.
Here's what you do. You want to make your guests feel comfortable. Martha Stewart has 100 books out now. So you could find one of her books.
Get some lemonade with thyme in it.
Yeah. And learn how to like guest and like make a dinner and there's good salad recipes. And
you're going to fuck this guy?
I know, but this guy, he's like, how do I make someone comfortable in a threesome?
No, it's like, you don't need to have a whole fucking dinner party.
I'm joking.
Have you had a threesome?
I have, yeah.
Have you?
Yes.
Same.
Yeah.
And was it good?
It was pretty good. I mean, one was horrific. You can hear it all on Live at the Lodge Room. It's the final 15 minutes of my first special on YouTube, folks. That one was bad, but I've had some nice experiences.
Was the threesome you had good?
It was years ago, but yes, it was, because he was a plastic surgeon, so afterwards he would give me filler and Botox. I would always leave with a new face. It was fantastic. They moved, but you know, this was years ago, but they were great.
But what I would awesome. Say, that's such
I had a
gay
new nose
thing.
One time, new chin. That. Every time I came out, I had a new face.
It's such a gay thing. Gays barter sex for goods.
Yeah.
Not every
the
gay.
The oldest
look,
profession.
I think we have to move past the stereotypes that gay men are transactional. Look, this is a couple. They're very sensitive.
No, so
they're
what
young.
I was going to say is chances are it might suck. Threesomes
that's true.
Are hit or miss.
That's absolutely true. So I've had a good one, but most were weird.
You can
weird
have good ones,
or, yeah,
and then
yeah.
Oftentimes it's always going to feel awkward because there's one person left out, and it's never really, especially in the gay world.
Yeah, I've had a horrific one, actually.
You can't have, you don't got two holes. Okay?
You do.
Well, you do. Yeah. I take that back.
This coming from the top.
Has no idea what he's doing. You know what I mean? Sometimes there's always someone left out. So chances are it might be bad. It might be good.
Yes.
So you need to go in with that mindset being like, this might not be great. And it sounds like you need to go in fully being on the same page. Because if you're already talking about threesomes, which is fine. Who brought it up? And chances are, do they actually really want to be open or are they only wanting a threesome?
Sounds like,
it
yeah.
can lead to more.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to open that confuse. Door and if I think one of right. them's waiting to open the door to be yes. like, okay, now let's be open.
And that sounds like that's what we're seeing here is that I think maybe, you know, it's they're tiptoeing their way into something that they both want to experience, but they're worried about the preservation of their relationship, which happens. You know what I mean?
And that, they're that young, 23 and 25.
That's what I kind of what I was going to say. From our caller here, it seems like what he's most worried about is the third person.
Yeah.
He, whether that's young.
So he's a bottom.
Yeah.
He has
whether
feelings.
That's young hubris or not, he's not so worried about his relationship, right?
Right.
So, like, and you said you were the third in it with a couple.
I was
couple.
The third, which is always the easy. You
it's
know,
always the easier.
You show up, so, they put on a show,
you hear
get
that?
Botox, you go home.
Yeah, it's easier. So don't even, yeah,
you
I don't know.
Yeah, you shouldn't actually worry about the third person. You should worry about your partner. The third person has it easy. They show up
they
to in. Your home.
Yep.
They do the deed. They pull the padge.
Yep.
And then they're out of there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As long as you have rules and sort of understandings beforehand.
Yeah. And I'd also say, like, yeah, they're young. This is something, unfortunately, not only can it be bad, but it's also, this is something that it's just going to take some trial and error. The mm-hmm. actual threesome might be hit or miss. It also could have some negative repercussions. Mm-hmm. Not that you can't get over them and fix them, but it's like, you got to know what you're signing up for.
You're opening the door to possibilities.
Yes.
All kinds.
You are just barely opening Pandora's box up, but you're opening it up, you know?
Well, it can also be a positive thing, because when you Absolutely. Open it up with a third person, you realize there's other things you sexually like and things you hadn't experimented with before, and it can kind of open up,
and you enjoy sharing that experience with someone you love.
Yeah.
You're also 23 and 25. Do it. You're just young. Do it. Have the experience. Yes.
Yeah. I know.
So how do they...
Wait till they're 35. It's going to be a very different message.
Yeah.
Be safe. I had a threesome this morning. Look, I want to know about, it's very blasé.
It's that meme of Miss Ma'am. She is a drag queen in Brooklyn, and she does these like online videos, and it's a point of view video where her husband gets home from work. She makes some spaghetti. She sits down, and the scene cuts to them at this really long dining table, and he's eating the spaghetti, and it cuts up to her, and she goes, "So what did you mean that you wanted to be open?"
Yeah, dude. I mean, look, I think that our friend here is good to go. Just give it a whirl. You're young. You're on the same page with your partner, which is important. And just be prepared for a range of outcomes. Was he asking about how to find a person or no?
I just want to make sure that this other person understand what the dynamic is, also feels comfortable in a good time.
He just wanted general tips on how to set it all up, get it going.
I was like, finding a third in the gay world, please. that's the easy part.
Yeah.
That is the easy part. Yeah.
I love it. What a beautiful culture.
Walk down Hell's Kitchen and throw a stone. You've hit about 82 gays that'll have a threesome.
What else we got here, little Eldest?
Hey, Stavi, Eldest, another diva from the show. I'm a 25-year-old woman who's in kind of a funny situation. I met this guy on Bumble, and it turns out he's really fucking rich.
Mm.
His parents own like 10 private hospitals in Texas.
Oh, nice. Pause fund. This. 10 private hospitals. His wealth comes from something that shouldn't exist.
I was going to say. I would feel uncomfortable in that. Well, at least like Procter & Gamble. Like, it's like something else.
Even
like,
that.
At least own there's no, I mean, prison.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
I mean, I guess it's true. There's no one that rich is for anything good.
Their parents own 10 private hospitals in Texas. Mm, okay.
Anyway.
Who did they vote for?
I think we have a hunch.
Hospitals in Texas. He has a trust fund. He's doing a PhD in finance in Australia where I live.
Ugh.
And working for a hedge fund. So he's like the epitome of late stage capitalism. I think he has some sort of pay pig fetish because I haven't fucked him or anything.
Okay.
But I've just been really mean to him.
I like this.
Anyways, my issue with him is that he's been kind of periodically ghosting me every so often because he's scared of getting taken advantage of. Which is fair because that's totally what I'm doing. So I was just wondering, do you think what I'm doing is morally corrupt? And if your answer to that question is no, how do I keep him
this girl's awesome.
Sending me money and kind of reignite his interest and prove to him that I'm worth it, even though I'm totally not? Anyways, love you guys. Let me know.
Sweetie, you're the girl in this relationship, so... You got it in the bag.
Yeah.
You just gotta...
Well, she said she hasn't fucked him or anything, or...
But if she hasn't fucked him and he's still reaching out, I mean, she's got the golden ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a golden ticket.
I mean, if to keep a pay pig on the hook is what she's asking. How do you do it? This is a hard one because I don't have this at all.
Find out what his interests are and play into them.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, you are such a gaslighting manipulative.
That's what she wants. She wants an answer.
Because you're right.
Anything on this? This seems weird and uncomfortable.
Oh,
and
boo!
I don't have any.
Mateo's against the working class.
Yeah,
he wants this fucking. He wants this fucking finance, bro.
God forbid women have hobbies. Yeah. Like, Come on now. Let the girl have her fun. Let her She's in Australia. She doesn't have a lot of wins.
Yeah. All right. I agree. Look, I think the thing is you just gotta, because it's not a, it seems like she just met him on Bumble, right? They're like not even really dating, or they've been out a couple times, which you said at the very beginning. Scroll up.
She met him on Bumble. It doesn't seem like they're official.
They met on Bumble.
Yeah.
They haven't even fucked.
Yeah, I mean, look. Just,
you know, peeling her off some cash.
Just, I would say the middle ground here is like, look, don't overdo it. The golden goose is going to run dry at some point.
Yeah, eventually.
And don't overdo it. Don't try and, like, whatever. Like, if this guy wants to give you some cash and you're not that interested and you're, you know, just texting him a little bit or, like, a selfie or two does it, whatever. Keep it going.
But, he's a piece of shit, but you have to think, like, a guy that rich eventually is going to be like, this is fun, but, you know, I'm ready to get some pussy. I'm tired of fucking around
with
this.
Or eventually he'll ghost her and do it with another girl.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what you have to be prepared for.
Right.
It's not worth becoming a super villain to try and take his trust fund, but, you know, he gets some shoes out of it.
With a queer couple?
Yeah. Set him up with two guys.
Maybe that's...
Just don't come off desperate. Just look, if he's going to send the money, he's clearly got it.
Yeah.
Show some interest here and there, collect the goods, and then eventually.
Or try a harder turn of pure pay piggery, of calling him a piece of shit and, like, you know, you little spoiled boy, send me $100 now. And then, you know what I mean? Why not? It could work. Those girls, I don't know how they do it, but there are guys that respond to shit like that.
Yeah.
True.
I'm a catch more flies with honey kind of guy, personally. I prefer not to be treated badly. I love to be treated very nicely by hot women, personally. That's sort of my kink, is when a hot woman is really nice to me.
Yeah.
I'm a kinky guy. Really nice. Okay, Nick. All right. Well, salute to you. Get the bag down on that.
Hey, Stabby, Eldis. Thanks for all you do, man. Hey, I got a conundrum here. I'm hoping you boys can help me out, and you too, guest. So, just for some context, I've been married with my wife for 11 years. Been together for a while. I'm 33. She's 34.
Oh my God.
And you know, when we first started dating, we're out partying together and fucking drinking and smoking and shit. You know, all the cool shit that we used to do. But as she's gotten older, she's gotten fucking dumb, right? Don't get me wrong. She's a great cook.
Dumb.
You know, amazing mom. Throws it back, you know, all that good stuff. Nice titties, nice butt cheeks. But she's fucking dumb where she, is into flat earth and,
he's right.
Which, whatever, right? Like, a lot of people believe a lot of different things, right? There.
No, but we're not going to gloss over flat earthers as if this is just like...
That won me back. Because at first I was like,
fucking dumb,
come on, dude, relax. It's your... You're talking about earthers. The mother of your children like this, right. And then...
Everyone knows the earth is a hexagon.
Yeah. Okay.
Everyone knows that.
That's tough, but let's finish it, and then we'll...
Flat earth and, you know, all the usual conspiracy theories, which, whatever, right? Like, A lot of people believe a lot of different things, right?
Yeah.
But my problem is that we now have a 10-year-old, and she's rubbing off some of these conspiracy theories on him. And so, you know, I just kind of want to get some thoughts on how I can have the conversation that, hey, it's all right if you're a dumbass, but maybe we should give our kids a chance to not be dumbasses. Love the podcast. Love what you do, and hopefully we'll hear this on a free podcast. All right, thanks. Bye.
Oh man, this is tough.
I don't even know where
this is really tough. Actually,
this is like
he did win me back after he said the flat earth thing, because originally when he was like, she's gotten fucking dumb with kids. Look, I don't have kids, but I know a lot of moms, and they spend a lot of time talking to these kids. So they,
when
you don't talk to adults anymore, convert to their wavelength.
Yeah.
But then when he was like, they're flat earth, I'm like, what is your children teaching you?
I don't think there's a Bluey episode about flat earthism. I agree with you. I think this is a really difficult one because, and this is, by the way, a problem with getting married to somebody you meet when you're 20. Yeah. It's like, you don't know how stupid they actually are. You gotta wait at least.
Everyone's a fucking idiot when you're 20.
Yeah, and you're meeting, and you know, whatever.
And they probably were high in their 20s, and she probably was like, my God, the earth is flat. And he was like, she's so crazy.
Yeah. Totally. He wasn't even listening to what she was saying. Yeah. He was trying to fuck her. This is tough because, I mean, I don't want to sound the alarm bells here, but it's like, this is a fundamental issue because flat earthers usually are not really won over by logic and reason.
Yeah,
absolutely. So there's not. There's something deep and dark happening if you're a flat earther. Like, there's something deeply idiotic about the entire thing.
It's also, when do you have to, because what you said is so true, Nick, where the mom and the moms I know too are like this, dude, they're so busy. You picked up flat earthing,
right,
in the middle of like raising kids and shit. Like, that's crazy. To like, if you
like, you're get home into breastfeeding this, and you're like, yeah, you know, yeah, what? Yeah, yeah. I think the earth is flat.
Pull up that iPad. I got some fucking interesting videos to watch while I breastfeed. But this is something that, like, usually happens to people when they're empty nesters and they just have, they fill the void with, like, QAnon shit.
Yeah, they've never seen YouTube before, so they think everything on YouTube is just real.
True, yeah. So
she's dumb on many levels.
Look, I don't necessarily know if he can say, hey, I know you're a dumbass, but don't let our kids be a dumbass with you, because she's their mom. She's allowed to talk to them how she wants.
She also believes this.
She also believes it. And like you said, flat earthers don't believe in logic.
That's the hard part.
I think he needs to counteract it. And when he's with the kids, show them things and talk about
the earth is really round.
But this is the problem, is that when you're parenting, the parents are supposed to be a unified
Front.
That's right, because you know, because otherwise the kid knows how to start manipulating, go to mom. No, they have mom and dad have to have the same opinion. We raise the same, because otherwise it can really confuse the child, and then the child sees you two fighting, and it sets up an uncomfortable environment where the kid isn't able to trust either one of his parents because he sees them fighting, vying for that child's attention and approval. So it sets up an unhealthy home off the bat. Well, and as parents, it's your responsibility to, as you said, be a unified front for your child, to give them the easiest streamlined childhood so that it's not confusing in the house.
Well, that's out the window.
But you,
his mom believes in the flat earth.
I mean, it's gone.
So we can just kind of, at this point, we're just trying to
salvage the situation. The house is burned down. Get a divorce. Yeah.
Unified fronts, I think, are to an extent. You can be a unified front and being like, don't bully kids. But
right. No, that's a good. But there are
couples who are like, the wife is Jewish and the husband is Catholic.
I'm not They're talking not about unified, that. No.
But what I'm saying is,
that's not what I meant.
Those are their beliefs. So the one, unfortunately, saying, I believe in this, and she's like, I believe in this.
But that's different because you're saying to your kid, hey, this is how mom grew up, and we're going to celebrate her traditions. This is how dad grew up, we're going to celebrate. So you get your children used to different cultures. This is a flat earth. This, I'm talking about something very different.
Of course, you're right.
Right.
But we're dealing with like, I think that actually is the. How can, if you are dedicated to, continuing this relationship, right? Like, the first step is talk to your wife and be like, the first step is being like, how much do you believe, like, actually have a qualitative discussion about, like, what's going on here? I don't believe, you know, what, just really feel her out. Is this just, like, something she thinks? How much does she believe it, right? Unfortunately, it might be kind of like a religion. You're talking about different cultures, different stuff. At the end of the day, religions are also just culture, dumb bullshit.
But culture and traditions from those cultures, not necessarily the actual belief and scientific facts.
I'm just saying,
there's an issue here.
I know, but I'm just saying, the only way to approach it where you can say, all right, what we can do is be a united front as parents about everything else. And then the message you can send to your kids is, look, we disagree on this. People can disagree on these things. Do your own research and figure out what you think. You know, go to school, talk, whatever. And you don't have to believe what either mom or dad thinks. That's the best way you can handle it. Unfortunately, I think your reaction is correct. And this is kind of a fundamental fucking problem.
Yeah.
That would... Imagine your wife out of the blue. You guys have kids, and she wants to teach your kid. She wants to teach your kid about the flat earth. I mean, that's fucking. What do you even do?
It's a tough thing. I mean,
You think the Earth's flat?
Yeah, I'll just like it'll be tough to have such a correct wife.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so tall, I can see it's flat.
I think he needs to tell Miss Christine Columbus over here to just keep running, and when she falls off, she falls off.
I mean, this is hard because flat Earth is just the tip of the iceberg. But truly, like, somebody that you, I mean, it's not going to happen, right?
This is what I think based on his call.
As the only married person here, I assume.
He says she's married. He says,
sorry.
My wife doesn't believe the Earth is flat.
He says she's a great mom. But she's got awesome titties and a good ass. It sounds like they're fucking pretty regularly.
That's true, too.
Crazy people know how to fuck.
That is a stronger foundation for a long-lasting marriage and family than, like, someone believing crazy politics or easily...
You ain't wrong, brother.
Or easily debunkable science.
You're not wrong.
So I think what he's got to do is say, like Sav is saying, yeah, figure out, first of all, why she's, like, so... clinging on to this shit, but you know, ultimately, who cares? Let her think it. But you should have a discussion like, let's cool it with telling our 10-year-old this shit, because it's cool if that's what you think or you're not convinced of evidence that the fucking Earth is round.
But here's the irony.
We can't be saying shit that just makes our kid look like
an idiot,
a little crazy, if he's like in polite company and talking about, oh yeah, the earth is flat.
The irony is that her round butt and round titties will get flat, but the earth is actually round, and so eventually the sex will run out and you have to have
don't know about that. If they're still fucking 10 years, like, they've been together for 11 years.
That's nothing.
They're 34.
They've been together for 11 years. Elvis is winning me over here, because what do you want? Some bitch that knows science but won't suck your dick?
Yes.
No, thank you. No. Honestly, no.
Yeah.
Legitimately, no, dude. Legitimately, no. I mean, this is reality. This is reality here, Mateo.
You win. You're right.
You can watch fucking Nova with your dry dick all you want, but me, I'm fucking, I'll be on YouTube.
And in terms of the impact on the kid too, it's like, well, her just being a good mom is more important than her believing dumb shit. Parents believed like such stupid ass shit. So, like, and it's like,
the more you believe in lizard people, the wetter the pussy.
If that, I don't think that's the case, but I think he might have found a situation here. But if that were the case, hey,
I might be
pro Alex Jones after all.
Oh my god.
I might put my skeptic's hat on. Yeah.
What's the conspiracy theory that you guys hear that you're like, okay, I could kind of see that?
I don't know, really. I mean,
that all super famous people are pedophiles.
they're super rich. Yeah.
Mine is, believe 9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah.
Wow, Nick, we really went there. We just jumped in.
Never forget.
Do you know, I watched this show on YouTube called Y-Files. It's great. And what they do is half of it is like conspiracy theory or aliens or something, right? But then the other half are facts about it. And it does leave you, because, like, it shows you that with the music and with the drama, you believe it, and then suddenly you're listening. Oh wait, like that couple that does all the based on the Conjuring movies, right? Mm-hmm. He goes in all the detail about them and the ghosts and stuff. But then the other half is like, well, they were raging alcoholics. They were, you know, there was child molestation accusations, and they were doing this to get that. Like, you see, like, where their motives came from finding all these ghosts.
Yeah,
and so
yeah,
it really does put into perspective everything that you hear about, you know, alien invasion, all this stuff. So,
yeah, just who it's coming from.
Right. Food for thought. Interesting.
Look,
if anyone wants the Y-Files.
So caught up on facts, Mateo.
I'm sorry. That's really not a popular opinion these days.
I started my own conspiracy theory in an episode recently. I don't think constellations are real.
I love that.
That's not a conspiracy theory. That's called being stupid.
So good. Yeah, I mean, also it helps to be stupid as shit for this, to believe this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
Doesn't hurt. We'll do, what do you think? We got a good one here to end on?
Yeah, we do.
All right.
Hi, Stavi. Okay, this is not advice, but I just have to know. Would you ever go on Dancing with the Stars? I don't know if you're one to dance, but I think you could bust a move, so please let me know. I think a lot of your fans would like to see it. And who knows? Maybe you'll find a hot lady with big tits who will be your partner.
That'd be cool.
I don't know. Let us know. Thanks, Bob.
Do you would know the Greek dance? You know how to do the Greek dance?
I can do some of them, sure. Yeah,
what's it
yeah.
called?
There's a lot. There's a bunch of different ones. Like the line, the like solo one is the Zebekiko, but then there's a bunch of other. You know, just the.
It's like the tarantella that we do in Italy.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, I don't know. There's like a handful of them that people do at like a wedding or a baptism or whatever. I'm not
You'd
really.
You'd be great on Dancing with the Stars. The producers wouldn't even know what the fuck to do with you. It would be amazing.
It's awesome that these. This is what people want for my career, is to go on Dancing with the Stars. Like, can I make it first?
People, that's huh? a big thing for a lot of people.
Going on Dancing with
yeah,
the Stars.
Yeah, a lot of people. I think a lot of people still watch TV, and they'd be. You're famous. They'd be excited yeah, well, to see you go on that show.
I'm still, you know, I'd like to make it a little more before we're talking about Dancing with the Stars. I'm not ready to pack someone. Nick,
Zendaya
just missed.
Did
she? I didn't know
she
that.
She won it.
Really?
I didn't know that.
She did. And in a recent interview, they go, do you still watch? She goes, I have not watched a single episode since I was on that show.
I didn't realize she was on that show. Maybe I should. Maybe I should bite my tongue and follow the Zendaya career path. How old is she? She did it with what?
25. How old is she?
Yeah, she
so
did
young.
It when she was a kid.
She oh, did really? It when her like Disney years. Because it was a big controversy. None of you guys remember this?
No. What was the controversy?
That because she was a Disney Channel star, so she was like a singer and a dancer, and everyone was like, it's rigged. She's a dancer.
Yeah. Well, what's her face from Dirty Dancing 1? It was like, yeah, that was in the movie. Like, she literally learned how to dance with Patrick Swayze. And of course, she won Dancing with the Stars.
Mm.
It's easier.
They would probably say that about me if I went on. They'd be like, this is rigged. This man is too lithe. His movements are too beautiful. Yeah, you
he
know.
Was an athlete when he was younger.
He was a junior varsity. He was a varsity football player on the Baltimore Polytechnic Institute. Football team.
I don't know how to dance. I would never do the show.
Is there a reality competition you would do?
Mm.
Survivor,
I would
want to
do.
We want to do Amazing Race.
Yeah, because we would lose first episode.
I mean, yeah,
but also amazing television.
Yeah.
Just Nick being like, Jesus.
I'd like to. Not now, but I would like to when I polish my cooking skills. I would like to do Chopped. I'm a huge Chopped fan. And maybe even the you know the Great British Bake. I mean, I wouldn't be the British one, but some
Dylan,
kind of baking competition.
Are you watching the Great British Bake Off this season?
I haven't watched in a while. We watched
Dylan.
I mean,
there's
years
a guy
ago.
This season. His name is Dylan. He is the most
so
beautiful
hot.
Human being.
Really,
everyone in the world would agree. He looks like a fucking Thundercat. Like he is so unique looking, so beautiful. His
okay.
cheekbones, and he's so sweet.
Go to images. What are
yeah,
you
I love that
doing?
You don't go to images.
Fucking idiot.
No.
This
Wait,
guy?
Get a good one. Get a good one. That's
yeah.
the
this
headshot.
Guy is whatever. He's all right.
No, you got to see him in the show when he's...
With the hat there?
He's fine. You guys are overdoing this guy. I was getting ready to get horny. This guy is just okay.
He's gorgeous. I love him. And
fuck
everyone's
Dylan.
Obsessed with him.
He's all right looking.
No, he's... Well, you got to watch the show.
I'll watch the show.
Oh, and Nelly's great too, yeah.
I'll watch the show. All right, well, how about one more, Elvis? Anything?
But I did love that question.
It was a
just
fun
fully
question.
Like, I just would love to see you on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. If not, fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
Maybe now they'll see you on Chopped.
Someday, you know, Chopped Kitchen, there's a lot of pressure there.
Or like know. Chopped Celebrity.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Cola Scola did a sketch where they pretended. What was her name?
Lorraine.
Lorraine was on Chopped. They edited it. So,
that's
like,
awesome.
You know, oh, no, what you're eating is cat hair. I just put it together. It's so good. Cole's a genius.
Yeah. Cole.
Have you seen
so
O'Mary?
Funny. I can't wait. I haven't gone. I really want to go.
So good.
Yeah.
It
Cole is so funny.
So funny. Do you remember Cole back in the day, like at shows, like at Pine Box or like
yeah, I mean,
Union Hall and stuff?
Yeah.
They were always doing sketches that
yeah.
just turned so dark so
yeah.
quickly.
I mean, that the first thing I saw of them was the... It was promoting like a show, but it was so... It was like... A lady getting interviewed
yes,
for
the murder,
yeah, the murder documentary thing.
The whole
That's
thing.
The
it,
best one.
It was insanely funny.
So he came to the office.
Yeah.
And I thought something about
that. Something wasn't right. And it was just yeah,
then
so funny.
He was
funny.
Dragging a dead horse across. Yeah. And I thought something about
just
that.
Just never catches on.
Never.
So good.
So I said, did you murder your sister? He said, I did. I said, okay, something's not happening.
Well, whatever. Fuck the last call. That's good enough, man. We had a great episode.
This my sister-in-law so much is a fun. Dumb bitch. Fuck her.
We'll save that for another time. Mateo, Nick, thank you so much for coming.
Efkaristo.
Watch.
Efkaristo. Efkaristo.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Watch the podcast.
I never liked you. I never liked you. I'm on tour, the Can't Stop Talking tour. Go to MateoLinkComedy.com for tickets.
Love that.
Nick, where can they see you on tour?
Opening for you sometimes. Or we both does, have YouTube channels.
He comes out and does 4 minutes. And I intro him and I go, this is the worst person I've ever met. Their audience is already losing it.
Beautiful. We'll see him. See the fellows and thank you. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
Grazie mille, ragazzi.
Grazie.